what kept the town together. A lot of it was sawmilling too. Uh-huh. Now I remember there used, right back over here, there used to be a sawmill. But we didn't have Olin Craft then. We didn't have lots of the things we have here now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I
noticed
that Olin Craft.
Yeah.
It looks
kind of
new.
Well, it isn't really new. They built the first unit there in 24.
Huh.
And they, but they built onto it. Mm-hmm. They're going to build some more of them in the right recently.
If you wanted to set up a barbed wire fence, you'd have to dig holes for the...
Post holes, and put your post down.
Uh-huh.
Brace your post, strain your wire.
You nail the wire to each...
Oh, yes, you nail the wire. Staple it.
To each
post.
Uh-huh. And in all, you staple it to all of the different...
Wires, yeah.
Uh-huh.
All
of the...
Post.
Uh-huh. What would you call a fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock?
Well, I just guess you'd call it a rock wall, wouldn't you? What would you call it?
Do they have those around here?
Not very much, no.
The thing that runs from the stove to the chimney, you call that the...
Stovepipe.
Okay. And what did you milk in?
Milk buckets, pails.
What's the difference between a bucket and a pail?
I don't really know if there's any difference. You used to have what they called a regular milk pail, would have kind of a spout on it you poured your milk out. But we're milking in great big old buckets or pails or something.
Is a pail made out of metal or wood or something?
Metal.
What about a bucket?
Buckets are made out of wood and metal.
Uh-huh.
But we use the metal buckets for milking.
Do they still make those special kind of milk
buckets? I don't know, honey. I really don't know.
I've seen pictures, but
I don't know if they still make them or not. Now, my husband, he's just not for going around and looking at antique stuff and things. Mm-hmm. Like, I would like to go, but he don't care about it. So I haven't seen, I don't know. You know, we used to call it the old oaken bucket, the old water bucket. Now, we used to have that old oaken bucket that would put water in. And you know, you couldn't make old people believe that water was as good in anything else in the world as one that oaken bucket.
What did you carry food to the hogs in?
Oh, we carried it in a pail or a bucket, slop.
What'd you call that bucket?
Slop bucket.
Okay.
That's exactly what that was. You couldn't call it nothing else.
And something you wanted to put some flowers in the house, you might put them in a
vase.
Okay. What if you're growing them in the house?
Flower pot.
Huh?
Pot.
Okay. If you're setting the table next to each plate for the people to eat with, you'd give everybody a
knife, fork, and spoon.
And if you serve steak nowadays and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put out steak
knives.
Huh?
Steak knives.
Okay. And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say you have to go...
Wash the dishes.
And after she washes the dishes, to get the suds off, she...
Rinse them dishes.
Okay. The cloth or rag you use when you're washing them?
A dish rag or dish towel.
What about when you're drying them?
Dish towel when you're drying them. I call it a dish rag when you're washing them.
You bathe your face with, you'd have a...
Washcloth or a wash rag.
And to dry yourself.
Towel.
If you wanted to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth, to keep it from spilling out, you'd pour it through
a funnel.
Huh?
A funnel?
Okay. And nowadays, if a lamp wasn't burning, you'd screw in a new
bulb.
And to carry the clothes out, to hang them on the line, you'd carry them out in a clothes
basket.
Something that you used to make from sugar cane.
Sugar and syrup?
Is there another name for syrup?
Molasses.
Okay.